Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we continue our pilgrimage to Zion with Larry Stamm. First, though, we want to say Happy Anniversary Month to Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries. April 1933 is when this ministry and radio program first aired. As we celebrate 91 years of God's faithfulness, would you consider sharing a birthday gift with us? Your financial support has sustained Watchmen on the Wall these past 9 decades, and we need your help and support now more than ever. Your support will help complete our brand new television studio, sustain our hardworking staff, and ensure that the message that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things will continue to go out around the world. You can share your anniversary gift by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can give at our website, swrc.com. Another way to show your support for SWRC is by naming Southwest Radio Church in your will. Call our office and we'll share the details on how you can leave a legacy and ensure this Bible-based ministry is here until Christ returns. 1-800-652-1144. Now, here's today's special guest host, Clayton Van Hus.
Welcome to the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast. I'm your host today, Clayton Van Hus, and we are joined once again by our good friend, Larry Stamm. Larry Stamm is an author, a speaker. He is the founder of Larry Stamm Ministries, and Larry has a great ministry where he brings the gospel to the Jewish people, but he also talks to Gentile Christians. Larry, welcome to the program.
Clayton, once again, it's a blessing to be with you and your audience.
Tell us just a little bit about yourself for those who missed yesterday's program and how people can find out more about what you do.
I'm a Jewish believer in Jesus. I grew up in a Reformed Jewish household, a liberal expression of Judaism. We didn't talk about Jesus in the synagogue. I didn't talk about Jesus in Hebrew school, but I always believed in God. I had people start witnessing to me in college, and finally I met a man on an airplane who shared his testimony with me and challenged me. He said, "You're Jewish and you believe in God." And he asked me, Clayton, he said, "I challenge you to ask the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob if Jesus is the promised Messiah." And I was at the end of my proverbial rope. I was 23 years old, going nowhere fast, and I cried out to God, and I said, "God, I don't know about Jesus, Messiah, the Bible, or Christianity, but if you're real, show me." 3 months later, I was born again. I believe for the first time that Jesus died for my sins and rose again from the dead. I put my faith and trust in him. I repented, confessed my sins to God, received Jesus Christ by faith, and I've not turned back, and I'm eternally grateful for all the Lord's done in my life. The last number of years as a believer, God's given me the privilege. I was a tennis coach professionally for 14 years before God brought me into vocation Christian ministry. I've done a few things in ministry. I was a missionary to my Jewish people in New York City in the 2000s. Then I served on a church staff in Johnson City, Tennessee, involved in missions and outreach. The last 10 years, my wife Lori and I have been doing Larry Stamm Ministries. Our ministry, we exist to make the gospel of Jesus a confident topic of conversation for every Christian. If your listeners want to learn more about our ministry, they can check us out at our website at larrystamm.org, larrystamm.org. They can also see us at our Facebook page, at the Larry Stamm Ministries Facebook page. And I want your listeners to know that I've got a great burden for the church. I love God's people. And on my journey to Jesus, I did not go to a Bible study, didn't go to a church, didn't watch or listen to a Greg Laurie or Billy Graham, but it was through the faithful testimony, Clayton, of Christians out in the marketplace that God used to bring me to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I've got a heart to help Christians more effectively share the gospel, not only with Jewish people, but with all people who need the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That is great to hear. So we're talking today about a project that you recently worked on. This is an exciting project. It is a professionally produced We had a great camera team from Venture Films, a professionally produced television series. This isn't just some DVD that we're putting out. This is an actual television series, beautifully shot, on location in the land of Israel, some also in the nation of Jordan. But we were in the land filming, working hard every day, and Larry was just really going. 10 episodes, 30 minutes each of great teaching. Larry, tell us a little bit about your preparations for doing this project.
Early in 2023, Matthew Hill asked me if I wanted to go to Israel. I was like, sure. And he asked me to write a TV series on any topic the Lord put on my heart. And I am a gospel teacher. I teach the Bible, and I'm an evangelism equipper. I want to help God's people better understand the gospel so as to more effectively share the gospel. So I spent 4 months in the spring and summer writing this Pilgrimage to Zion Salvation Studies in Israel television series. It was such a privilege to be able to be a part of it. As your listeners may have gleaned, if they were listening to our last episode of Watchmen on the Wall, I mentioned that, Clayton, there were you and I and three other Bible teachers. We had a full team of 12, including three professional videographers. As you mentioned, from Venture Films, they did a terrific job. I wrote 10 episodes on the gospel of Jesus Christ, connecting the dots. And being a Jewish believer in Jesus, we're connecting the dots between the Old and the New Testaments, the whole counsel of God. And so I have 10 episodes, and I'll mention them just briefly. The first episode is called Redemption Road. Redemption, to be purchased out of slavery, which is exactly what Jesus did for us when he died for our sins on the cross. Also in that first episode entitled Redemption Road, I give a brief thumbnail sketch of the entire series, a preview of sorts. The second episode is called The Lamb of God, where I talk about substitutionary atonement. I mentioned John chapter 1, verse 29. Yochanan, the cousin of Jesus, will look at the Lord and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The third episode is called The Harvest. In the Old Testament, there was the Jewish feast of Shavuot, and that was a barley harvest, the last one of the spring. Your listeners may not realize, but Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, the birthday of the church, occurred on Shavuot.
Yes.
Shavuot. And it's 7 Sabbaths and a day after Passover is Shavuot. The birthday of the church occurred on that Jewish feast day.
Right. And, you know, I just want to interrupt you here because that is an interesting feast that we don't hear a whole lot about. But the Lord has blessed me in the last couple of years to actually be able to be in Jerusalem on Shavuot, and it has been something to go to the site where Pentecost, we believe, where they were baptized. Amazing, amazing. And to be in the land at these locations filming, because you carefully selected those, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but tell us some more about the episodes.
We talk about there's a physical harvest, there's a spiritual harvest, all manifested by God's blessing, by God's power, and by God's provision. So spend a whole episode on this idea of the harvest. The fourth episode is called The Fall Feasts of Israel, and those are Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, 10 days later, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, and then 5 days following, we have the Feast of Tabernacles, otherwise known in Hebrew as Sukkot. Interestingly for us as Christians, there is a thematic progression that we can identify with salvation, namely that Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, is all about repentance. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is all about redemption. Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, is all about rejoicing. For the Christian, we understand these massive foundational concepts of repentance, redemption, and rejoicing. We repent, we are redeemed, and the result is redemption. Additionally, there are eschatological ramifications for these feast days. In other words, there are prophetic, and there is prophetic significance for God's people in regards to these feasts. and we unpack those in the Fall Feasts of Israel. Mm-hmm. The fifth episode is called God's Covenants. What we do in this episode is we talk about those covenants as they relate to salvation and the person and work of Christ. We talk about the Abrahamic covenant. We talk about the Davidic covenant. We talk about the new covenant. Mm-hmm. Episode six is all about, is entitled Israel Redemption Key. We understand the importance of Israel. God birthed the nation of Israel, his covenant people, his chosen people. And someone goes, well, why is Israel important? Well, if no Israel, no Messiah. Mm-hmm. If no Messiah, no redemption. If no redemption, no hope. So I unpack the importance of Israel, not only past and present, but I talk about the importance of Israel future in episode six entitled Israel Redemption Key. Episode seven is entitled Messianic Prophecy. I unpack several prophecies regarding Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about Qumran, I'm sure, which is a fun way. I open up that episode at Qumran.
Yeah.
In the Footsteps of Jesus is episode eight. If you're in the Holy Land and you're doing a TV series on Jesus Christ and you don't do an episode on the life of Christ, right, you're missing the boat. But thankfully, I didn't miss the boat and I didn't miss the train, Clayton.
Yeah.
I did an entire episode on the life of Christ. That was a wonderful, wonderful journey. On episode nine, it's entitled To the End of the Earth. Yeah. This is an episode about the Great Commission, which spells out the central purpose of all believers. You know, the result of our redemption as Christians is we have our marching orders. It's called mm-hmm. the Great Commission. So I spent an entire episode entitled To the End of the Earth on the Great Commission. And then finally, to culminate this TV series, we have an episode entitled The Future is Bright. And in this episode, we explore the wonderful future for God's people based on the reality of God's promises. Namely, we talk about the millennial reign of Christ, the 1,000 years of Christ coming to this earth, defeating his enemies and establishing a 1,000-year millennial reign. And then following the kingdom age, we're also going to talk about the new heavens and the new earth, where we are as his people, ultimately will dwell with the Lord in the new Jerusalem. And this is our pilgrimage to Zion. So that's a thumbnail sketch of the entire series. And again, what a privilege and a blessing to be able to share this foundational teaching with God's people and others who may not yet know Christ.
Absolutely. It's an exciting thing. So we're talking about the 10-episode television series, Pilgrimage to Zion by Larry Stamm. You can find it starting May 1st on swrc.com, swrc.com, or you can give us a call at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144 to pre-order this series. 10 episodes, this teaching, this pilgrimage to Zion shot in the land of Israel and also in the neighboring country of Jordan, on location, talking about Jesus from a man who loves the Lord. Now, we talked about the episodes, what they're about. Let's talk a little bit about, again, preparation, some of the sites. I want to get to Qumran in a second, but you also mentioned the Great Commission and the site that a lot of people believe that happened is on a mountain overlooking the Sea of Galilee called Mount Arbel. It has a beautiful, beautiful view where when you look out over the lake, over the Sea of Galilee, you see that shoreline where so many of the towns and the villages and the places where the vast majority of the earthly ministry of Christ took place, just along this small shoreline. What was it like to talk about the Great Commission and about Jesus' earthly ministry overlooking where he spent most of his time?
It was really awesome. Mount Arbel, a beautiful view of the Sea of Galilee, the lake, looking to the northern shore of the lake, the town of Capernaum. Interestingly, Capernaum was the locus point of Jesus' earthly ministry. Mm-hmm. After he left Nazareth, he set up shop, so to speak, in Capernaum. And the disciples, several of the disciples, the fishermen were there, James and John, Peter, and they lived there. It was an awesome place to be. The majority of Jesus' earthly ministry, based upon what we understand in the Gospels, the majority of his earthly ministry took place in and around the Sea of Galilee. So Capernaum actually was not mentioned in the Old Testament, but is mentioned several times in the New Testament. And you're looking out at Capernaum in the northern shore from Mount Arbel. By the way, your listeners may not know, but many Bible scholars believe that the glorified Christ, after he resurrected from the dead, you remember he was seen over the course of 40 days and 40 nights in various places. We learn this from the Gospels and from 1 Corinthians 15. Mm-hmm. We understand Jesus, in his glorified state, many Bible scholars believe, gave the Great Commission mandate from Mount Arbel. And by the way, it's interesting. The reason we were there in late August and early September was this was the height of the summertime.
Yeah.
And not a lot of tourists are out as compared to other times during the year. And I know, Clayton, you remember, but it was just after lunch. It was at the heat of the day. We were the only people on Mount Arbel, if your listeners can imagine, a really awesome and amazing tourist destination for those visiting the Holy Land. It would be because it was about, I'm using hyperbole there, your listeners, please forgive me, but it was about a bazillion degrees.
Yes.
Well, it was really hot. It had to be touching like 100 degrees that day.
Oh, yeah.
But we were there at Mount Arbel, and it was a wonderful sight. A little bit about Capernaum, again, not mentioned in the Old Testament, but mentioned a number of times in the New, because Christ had his earthly ministry focused there. That was his locus point of ministry.
Right.
And again, the disciples, a number of the fishermen that we know, the early disciples hailed from that area, the northern shore
Galilee. It's a beautiful place. You look out over that water. It reflects the sky, beautiful colors. And it looks so cool and inviting. You were talking about we were there and it was so hot. And it's true. We're standing on top of this mountain. But a little tidbit from a little more recent history, as you stand there on the cliffs of Arbel, you can turn and look away from the Sea of Galilee. And there's the Horns of Hattin. That's where the Crusaders, they were, Saladin kept them from getting to the sea. And so we know what it's like there on a hot day. But these men were trying to get there to get water. And they were wearing armor and in that hot sun. And that's how they were defeated, is because of that heat. So we were there. So the conditions, Larry, that you were dealing with historically, these conditions are known to be dangerous, for one, uncomfortable at the least. How did we, just for fun, how did we deal with the heat of the day during that time of year?
Hydration, and more hydration. We had water. Actually, my wonderful wife, Lori, got me this huge hat. This one of these, you know, Crocodile Dundee hats where you have the massive brim all around. The guys were giving me a hard time. What kind of hat is that? I said, the kind of hat that protects you from getting a sunburn, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And I wore that hat virtually everywhere all day. Except when I was on the camera, I would take it off. I would brush my hair, the little hair that I have. I would brush my hair, and then I would wipe my brow, and then I would go, okay, let's shoot this take, and we would do that. But I had this hat, was good, but it was hot there.
I got to wear my big old hat when I shot stuff. So, you know.
Well, you being the archaeologist that you are, you had unique privileges, you did, my friend.
But wasn't it great, though, to see the sights? And one I want to ask you about that was, I think, is of particular importance. And again, these locations on which this series was shot, they were carefully selected months in advance, and the schedule worked out. But you've mentioned Qumran. What is Qumran, one, for our listeners, and how does it play into pilgrimage to Zion?
Okay, Qumran is located in the northwest corner of the Dead Sea. It's located in the northwest corner of the Dead Sea. Your listeners may not know, But Qumran is the location where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. It's really awesome. In 1947, there were, you could probably help with this, but there were two shepherd boys. There were two Arab shepherd boys, and they apparently had lost a sheep. They were looking for a sheep, and they threw a stone into a cave. And instead of a thud and a bleep of a sheep, they heard the crack of a jar, mm-hmm. and they walked in, and they discovered a huge cistern with all these rolled up documents in them. And eventually this became known as the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, yeah. these parchments. And there were 11 caves, if I understand correctly. There were hundreds of parchments from a second century Jewish group called the Essenes, a second century BC group right. called the Essenes. And they found, the reason I start this episode on Messianic prophecy at Qumran is because they actually found a virtually intact copy of the book of Isaiah. And they compared that second century BC copy of Isaiah with those of our modern translations. And guess what they found out, Clayton? You know,
yeah.
but your listeners may not realize they found them virtually identical. Mm. It was the greatest archaeological discovery of yeah. the 20th century. And I posit maybe one of the greatest archaeological discoveries ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever. When we think about Messianic prophecy, and the reason I spend an episode on Messianic prophecy is that prophecy, the Bible's predictions about Jesus written in the Old Testament centuries before he was born, authenticate and validate the person and work of Jesus, and also validate and authenticate the veracity of the New Covenant Scriptures or the New Testament. So for us as Christians, it's going to strengthen our faith in the Scriptures and help us connect the dots. But as a witness, Messianic prophecy also serves to validate the claims of the Bible and is a credible witness for Jesus, those who don't yet know him. In fact, Revelation 19, verse 10 states, "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So Messianic prophecy testifies to the person and work of Christ. And so we spend an entire episode there, and we start that episode at the awesome location of Qumran, mm-hmm. which is at the northwest corner of the Dead Sea in the Holy Land. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And this whole thing is unlike anything that you've ever seen before. I can't stress that enough, that this is important now more than ever to get this sort of teaching. How, Larry, we've only got like 2 minutes left in this episode. Can you tell us how this is important to the believer?
The study of the gospel cannot be exhausted. No one ever arrives. None of us ever get it, got it, we're good. Because the gospel goes on and on. And so we need to continue to study the wonders of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the more we study it from the various angles, which we do in this Pilgrimage to Zion series, the better we understand the person and work of our Lord. And when we do, we're going to be more effective in sharing the gospel message about Jesus Christ with those who don't yet know him. And so that, in simple terms, is why it's so important and why this series has great value. Not because I did it, but because of the truths found therein.
Absolutely. This is important. Again, it's not like anything that people have seen before. Larry, you're in so many different locations each episode to see the land, to be able to see it in context. And I want to talk tomorrow a little bit about the geography of the land and some of the places we went, like how that's important to the believer. This is a professionally shot 10-episode series on this pilgrimage to Zion. You can find it at swrc.com. It's coming May 1st. You can pre-order it. It's $50 for all 10 episodes. It is just an amazing. I've seen a preview of the first episode, and I was shocked at how good this was. Professionally shot. And of course, Larry, your teaching is is always top notch. So yeah, you can find it at swrc.com. You can call us at 1-800-652-1144, 1-800-652-1144. Larry, thank you once again for being here. We're going to talk again tomorrow about this whole series. Can you tell us a little bit, just give us a 20-second preview of what we can expect tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the importance of understanding the geography of the land and how that relates to the Bible narrative itself.
So good. Well, thank you very much, Larry. You've been listening to the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. I'm your host, Clayton Van Hus, here with Larry Stamm of Larry Stamm Ministries.
Pilgrimage to Zion is here. Filmed in Israel and Jordan, this 10-episode television series is about the person and works of Jesus the Messiah and God's redemptive plan for mankind. Order Pilgrimage to Zion complete television series today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Pilgrimage to Zion on our website, swrc.com. Zion is representative of a person, a place, and a people. Specifically, Zion is about the Lord, His dwelling place, and His redeemed people, the people of God. In Pilgrimage to Zion, you'll see the Redeemer Jesus is bringing the redeemed under His banner into His place of peace, ultimately the New Jerusalem, or as the Bible states, Zion, the eternal dwelling place of God and His people. Pilgrimage to Zion. 1-800-652-1144. I want to encourage you to visit the Resource Center on our website, swrc.com. There you'll find over 1,000 books and DVDs by the nation's top teachers, Bible prophecy, biblical mysteries, and the latest archaeology and apologetics are all found at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. The latest resources from Billy Crone, Lonnie Shipman, Micah Van Hus, and Josh Davis are all found at swrc.com. And available for the very first time, the entire Columbus, Ohio Prophecy Conference. All 12 speakers, 20 total presentations, one complete DVD set. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Larry Stamm will conclude our special series, Pilgrimage to Zion. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit our website, swrc.com.